This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron Huberfeld, Alav Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to an important location, Yafo. It's also known as Joppa, or pronounced Yopa, and also, of course, as Jaffa, like in the oranges, Jaffa oranges, or Yafo in Hebrew. The term itself means beautiful or nice, pleasant. It is, of course, a very important port city on the Mediterranean, just south of Tel Aviv. And it has a very, very ancient history. It is noted in Tanakh as the embarkation point of the prophet Yonah on his ill-fated attempt to escape to the land of Tarshish. And it was used as a port from ancient times. It's mentioned actually in Egyptian chronicles of Thutmose III as early as 15th century before the Common Era. For most of the biblical period, however, it was not considered a Jewish city. It was outside of the area of Israelite conquest, and it was associated rather with the Philistine conclaves of Ashdod and Ashkelon, later the northern city of Sidon or Sidon, and that was the case until the Maccabean conquest, where it was brought under Jewish control again. It figured very prominently in the first Roman-Jewish war. It was taken, as we discussed earlier with Har Carmel, it was taken by the Crusaders in the year 1099, and it became a very important base for the Christians as they entered the land of Israel in their attempt to conquer it. In 1102, 20 ships which were carrying Christian pilgrims sank in the Yafo harbor, which apparently started a German proverb. I could not actually pin this down to find out how exactly they say this in German, but apparently Encyclopedia Judaica, where I found this little fact, the phrase to go to Jaffa or to go to Yafo in German, Gehe nach Yafo maybe, means literally to go to hell, right? In the sense like these pilgrims left and they sank in the harbor, so going to Jaffo is kind of like a euphemism for that. In the modern period, it is known principally as an Arab town, but hostility from the Arab population made it a much less desirable site for Jewish settlement. Nevertheless, it is quite proximate to Tel Aviv, and so therefore there's still quite a strong Jewish presence there as well. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.